Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 27, 1805. Lewis does the cooking. The portage around the Great Falls not yet complete, the party is now split. Some men are with Lewis at the end of the portage near the White Bear Islands. The rest are with Clark in base camp at the beginning of the portage, continuing the process of shuttling canoes and supplies the 17¾ miles between these two points. On June 26, Captain Lewis assigned himself to cook. He collected water and wood, boiled a large quantity of excellent dried meat, and made each man a large suet dumpling. He did this to keep the rest of the party working on portage details, scraping hides for the leather boat, and packing baggage. Trouble with bears and problems with timber for the portable boat make these tasks all the more difficult. Today, Captain Lewis writes,
"The party returned early this morning for the remaining canoe and baggage. White House was not quite well this morning. I therefore detained him, and about 10 a.m. set him at work with Frazier sewing the skins together for the boat. Shields and Gas continued the operation of shaving and fitting the horizontal bars of the wood in the sections of the boat. The timber is so crooked and indifferent that they make but little progress. For myself, I continued to act the part of cook in order to keep all hands employed. At 1 p.m., a cloud arose to the southwest, and shortly after, Drouya and Joseph Fields returned. They were about 4 miles above us during the storm. The hail was of no uncommon size where they were. They had killed 9 elk and 3 bear during their absence. One of the bear was the largest by far that we have yet seen. The skin appeared to me to be as large as a common ox. While hunting, they saw a thick, brushy bottom on the bank of the river where from the tracks along the shore they suspected that there were bear concealed. They therefore landed without making any noise and climbed a leaning tree and placed themselves on its branches about 20 feet above the ground. When thus securely fixed, they gave a whoop, and this large bear instantly rushed forward to the place from whence he had heard the human voice issue. When he arrived at the tree, he made a short pause, and Drouya shot him in the head. It is worthy of remark that these bears never climb. The forefeet of this bear measured 9 inches across, and the hind feet 11¾ in length. A bear came within 30 yards of our camp last night and eat up about 30 weight of buffalo suet. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 27, 1805.
Today, Clark at the lower camp finished a rough draft of a map of the river and distances from Fort Mandan to the falls, to leave in the cache at this place. It is not clear whether this was a single map or a series of 29 sheets like those sent from Fort Mandan to President Jefferson covering the territory from the mouth of the Missouri to Fort Mandan. Clark was the mapmaker for the expedition, and when he returned to St. Louis in 1806, he completed an atlas of their entire journey, which is much valued by historians today. Tomorrow, no man sent out alone.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.